Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. The founder of the website WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, could be brought to the United States soon to face charges related to the stealing and publication of military secrets. Fox's Greg Palcott in London.
Police going into the Ecuadorian embassy where he'd been holed up for 7 years. Assange is famous or infamous, depending on who you're talking to, for leaking classified information via his WikiLeaks site from the State Department and the Pentagon. In 2016, he was involved in the leak of DNC and Hillary Clinton campaign messages. He was actually here fleeing sex assault charges in Sweden. They've been dropped. He faces charges here for running out on bail and now faces U.S. charges.
An April blizzard is dropping more than a foot of snow on parts of the upper Midwest.
We're not really well prepared for this one.
Matthew Parmley runs a landscaping company in Wisconsin.
So not only do we have to bring all the snowblowers out, get them out again, get them all messed up, but we have to clean them all up and put them away again.
Some places are getting wind gusts over 50 miles an hour. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC. I see.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket. 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
We're going to talk about the woman. We might as well play her first hit.
Can you hear the guitar, Dave?
Yes.
Can you hear the gated reverb?
Yeah.
Can you hear that bad boingy bass in the background?
Yeah, I can definitely hear the boingy bass.
Can you imagine if they took her vocal tracks and redid the music behind her and re-released them? I don't know why someone hadn't thought of that. She's the greatest vocal talent of her generation. Why not just redo it? I don't know. The sad part is Whitney's become a laughingstock. And she was so talented. All right, our number 272-9228 if you want to get in. 7 minutes now after 10 o'clock. David L. Mowry in the studio. We'll head to the phones in a moment. Baron Coleman here with you. May get another drop-in visitor or two here and there. First hour, we talked about Julian Assange as the Fox News in-studio monitors. His attorneys are soon to speak, so we'll get a update on what's going
his
on.
His barrister.
There. His barrister. You know, I was a... hang on, Steve. You know, I had to go join an inn of court and become a member of the Queen's Bench.
Please tell me that there are pictures of you with those dumb wigs on.
I honestly, please. God, I had ordered my wig and my robe to get fitted through Gray's Inn of Court. I'm a member of Gray's Inn of Court.
Right.
And then my client died.
If I had one, but
I was going over there to try a case and the client died.
So did you cancel the order?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
It was a fortune.
Because if I had those, I would literally wear them every day in here.
But I had to submit an application. I thought it was an application I had to submit to the Queen's Bench or whatever it's called.
Right.
And I thought it was just like, okay, fill out some forms, whatever. Like, if you want to go try a case in Georgia, you just fill out some forms.
Right.
They say okay, and you give them like $200. No, over there you got to take a test. So they like mailed me a test I had to take. And then I passed it. And then I had to sign an affidavit saying I would familiarize myself with all the rules. I might have lied under oath on that one. And then and then I had to join an inn of court. So I picked Gray's Inn because the lawyers over there that I was working with, they were members of Gray's Inn. And so I told them, I said, do I have to get the robe and the wig? And on the phone, it was this conference with like nine other people. They're like, yeah.
Of course.
Why wouldn't you?
How else would you be allowed to stand before the trial court?
And I just cannot believe in the 21st century people still wear stuff like that.
Right? I mean, that's the thing. Is like that's one of the biggest arguments against tradition ever. Like, yeah. Come off it. It's 2019.
Wearing a robe and a wig? Trying to try a case? Can you imagine?
A giant powdered wig? You're like, God, this is hot.
Trying to make a serious case in a wig?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you got the death penalty, but I was just sweating too hard under that stupid wig.
I will refer you to the package insert on page 32D, sir. I would like you to look at line 6 and repeat after me.
I'm going to pass out.
You're wearing a wig.
Your Honor, can I have a glass of water?
You're wearing a wig. Hey, Steve.
Yay.
He's still wearing a wig, my friend.
I'm calling. I wanted to make a comment about music.
Yes.
You mentioned earlier about one-hit wonders. Well, and I'm probably going to be telling my age at this point, but I think the absolute greatest one-hit wonder of all time was Inagata De Vita by Iron Butterfly.
By Iron Butterfly?
Iron Butterfly.
It's a Simpsons joke, sir.
No, I'm serious.
Sir, this is an Arby's, okay? It's okay. I was making a joke about Iron Butterfly in Inagata De Vita that's told on The Simpsons. Everybody my age and younger got it.
Right. Well, just so you know, I had an original LP with that particular piece on it, and it was my all-time favorite, and I gave it to my grandson just recently, who his mom and dad gave him a turntable for Christmas last year. He went nuts over that particular piece, and I gave him just about all my LPs, which ended up being like 120, but out of the entire collection, that is his absolute favorite.
How about that?
Well,
but I think
do you know how they derived the title?
No, I don't.
It's just mumble in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
In a God of De Vita, baby.
Right. Yeah, I mean, those guys they had to have been stoned when they performed that piece. But, you know, and the other side of the LP, it's all trash. Absolutely. Every piece of it.
I love it.
That says hot take, sir. Hot take.
Organist vocalist Doug Engel wrote the song one evening while drinking an entire gallon of Red Mountain wine.
He couldn't pronounce anything, so
yeah, we don't got it. Yes.
Is that really the truth?
Yes.
What was he trying to say?
In the Garden of Eden.
In the Garden of Eden.
In the Garden of Eden, baby.
That is dynamite. Who is this?
This is Aldo.
Aldo, you calling back from yesterday, my man?
Yes, I am.
Was yesterday your first call?
Aldo.
You know why I'm calling back? You guys are amazing this morning.
Oh, well
thank you.
We do our best, sir.
And you're educational. It's amazing. It's an amazing show you guys have.
How long have you been listening, sir?
Well, you know, I'm here with the only cycling camp in Alabama, the Alabama Cycling Camp, and I'm following riders. I'm in the van. It's called the Stag Wagon.
Yes, sir.
And so you guys entertain me while I watch riders ride.
You know, you can. You're not from here. Where are you from?
Where am I from?
Long story,
huh? I'm originally Canadian.
Oh, boy. You haven't listened to this show very long.
I did not think that's what we'd be talking about.
What is Canada, sir? Sir, is that the land of moose and maple syrup?
America's hat.
You know your country owes me $16, sir.
Yeah. You stepped in this one, Aldo.
Right now, we're going to have universal dental care.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to have, right now, we're working really hard on having a guaranteed wage for everyone in Canada.
Hey, Aldo, where are you going when you leave here? Like, where's home? Where do you lay your
head? Well, right now, guys, my life is complicated.
Home is a bicycle, sir.
He lives in a van down by the river.
I'm from Michigan.
Huh?
And I was in Colorado for 15 years.
Yeah.
And right now, she lives in a house in Michigan, and I'm. We're kind of talking, but not really together. So I had to go back to my original family home in Canada, Windsor.
Oh, boy. Sir, I will do this for your benefit because you have not listened to the program long. But in 2001, I was on my honeymoon. I went on an Alaskan cruise. On my way back, I had to go through the Vancouver airport. They took my luggage, loaded it on the plane. I cleared security, and before they would let me on my plane, I had to pay a $16 airport beautification fee. $8 for me, $8 for my new wife. I'm glad it's funny to you, sir. I haven't been to Canada since, nor will I ever until they give me my refund. With interest, it's up over
$20. I'll send it to you.
Oh, will you, Aldo?
Give me your address.
Will you send it to me in loonies?
No, no. That's how we pay for everything in Canada.
Airport beautification fees?
No,
extortion, Dave. The word is extortion.
Well, taxation is theft.
We have a sales tax. It's 15%. And it pays for our universal health care and all other things that we do for society in Canada.
Is that what they call a VAT tax, value added?
What do you mean value added?
A VAT tax is different.
Is it?
Yeah, sales tax is on
VAT tax is on everything, right?
A sales tax is on the final purchase.
Right.
A VAT tax is added at every point of value. So it can be added at the manufacturing level. Yeah. Hey, Aldo, can I tell you thank you for coming by and appreciate you tuning in?
I have a question, though.
Oh.
That's a great day.
You're here for a cycling camp, but, like, where in the river region is there a race going on?
No.
We have a village room?
My wife and I have a camp in Raymer, Alabama.
Oh.
And people come here. And,
okay.
We have Canadians in Raymer?
I follow with a van.
What are they?
We've been here for, my God, 15 years.
Right, but why?
It's something that people take up just for their health. But I've been in racing all my life.
Let me clarify.
Is there a training advantage? Like you said, Colorado. Obviously, I understand why athletes train in Colorado. Is there a training advantage to being in, like, you
Raymer.
Know, the hellmouth that is Alabama?
Alabama is beautiful. This is early spring for us. Like, there's a foot of snow in Colorado.
There's
an inch of snow in Michigan.
Okay,
so you come here to get away from the cold.
Okay.
So the riders can put in their base
miles. Are these professional riders? What are they?
No, when we first started off, they were professionals and very serious competitive riders.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's older guys.
Because they've aged. It's been 15 years, Dave.
Right.
Trying to stay in shape. And,
hey, Aldo, I'm going to let you in on a little radio listener tip. Can I help you?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can get this any day you want. Just download the WACV app.
Like, I can get it in Michigan?
Get it wherever you want.
Get it wherever you want.
You know, you guys are great. You know, if I call in, I just want to say one thing about Julian Assange.
The boot, okay.
When Pamela Anderson went to visit him,
yes,
I could not get information about Julian Assange. I thought they had killed him. I really did.
Yeah.
And
still might happen.
When I saw videos on the internet, they were old videos. I actually sat and watched it. He didn't even know that Trump was elected in some of these videos. And I thought, okay, they put him away. They probably tortured him to get his sources and then killed him. And I thought if they ever arrest him, it's going to be a Julian Assange double. It's going to be a fake Julian Assange. And I'm thinking that could be it. But the other, for the collusion thing, I thought, first of all, I think that Putin and Trump are two peas in a pod. Not pod, pod. Anyway, and so I saw they probably talked, and I think that maybe Putin thought, oh, you know, I'll help you a little bit. I'll have my people, you know, get all that information from the emails and then anonymously give them to Julian Assange, and he would spread them to the world. But then all of a sudden everything just stopped. And I thought Julian was, I thought they got him, like it did Seth. And
gotcha.
Like you mentioned. And I don't know. Did anybody see the video of the arrest? Is it really Julian Assange?
Well, man, your curiosity goes even beyond that of these hosts. So I appreciate it, Aldo. Welcome to Alabama, WACV.
You guys are great, man.
I agree. The entire
nation of Canada.
I know you agree.
Aldo speaks nothing but truth. I believe everything he says.
We are officially big in Canada.
We're huge. We're huge. How many? Were there like 50 people in Canada? We got like 2% of the population.
We're 1/10 of your population.
Okay, so like 20 people. Hey, appreciate it, Aldo.
Well, you know, you have 36 million.
Yeah, but you're all huddled right on the American border trying to get warm.
Well, yeah, we are all there. So seriously, and we speak American.
Like
I talk like somebody saying the news, I think. So
well, there you go. I appreciate it.
We are speaking American in Canada.
Yeah, you guys are just close to the border, so you can come get some health care when you really need it. You don't have to drive too far.
Well, no, that's not really true. I'll tell you something. A lot of people in Michigan have fake health cards, and they go to Ontario to get free medical. It's not the other way around.
Well,
very few people
not for real
state.
Stuff. Hey, where did Mick Jagger go when he needed a heart valve transplant?
In America.
Yeah, he came to the United States. Hey, appreciate you calling, Aldo. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. I got to make a break. 272-9228 if you want to get... Aldo's smart now.
Large in Canada.
Aldo's huge.
We are, too.
Oh, we're massive.
Every single Canadian listens to us.
I can only believe that.
Can confirm. Well, everyone that we know.
Every Canadian I know listens. Every single one. We're huge. We're great. Just ask Aldo. He knows. Raymer. I would have never guessed there was an international cycling camp in Raymer. Can you imagine what those Canadians think when they go to Raymer?
Right? I said, why?
We'll be back.
River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. We all want a good-looking yard, right? Unfortunately, not everyone can afford to hire professional landscapers. But there are some great ways to do it yourself, save lots of cash, and have a yard you love that adds value to your home. I'm talking about going to see the experts at Southern Homes and Gardens right here in Montgomery. Southern Homes and Gardens can help you add curb appeal to your tired yard, make over your backyard, or upgrade your outdoor furniture at unbelievable prices. And if they grow the plants, you don't pay tax. How about that for value? You're saving 10% right off the top. Folks, sticking to a budget doesn't mean you should settle for no curb appeal. Give Southern Home and Garden a call today. 334-387-0440. That's 334-387-0440. Or visit southernhomesandgardens.com and tell them Dave sent you. Call 334-387-0440.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying on Monday, April 1st, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and the last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at WindCreekCasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Dog is man's best friend. And while you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Montgomery Eye Physicians, helping you to see life clearly. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Montgomery Eye Physicians.
For more information on the Paw It Forward Pet Drive, go to newstalk931.com.
Auburn House Wash, check them out online, auburnhousewash.com. Or just call him. Spencer is a man's man. This guy gets it. He's a businessman. He understands how the world works. He saw a service that was needed and developed a process, a proprietary process, low flow, low watt, low pressure, so he doesn't damage the windows, he doesn't damage the trim, he doesn't damage the roof. But he's got $2 million in insurance if anything went wrong. But nothing's going to go wrong, I'm telling you. The guy knows what he's doing. He's got trained professional employees, their uniform, the wow factor. He's going for the wow factor. And he told me, he said, you know when people build a brand new house and they walk up and it's just glowing, it's gleaming, like can you look at it, it's bright and it's just beautiful?
It's Honda white.
Yeah, Honda white. And I said, yeah. He said, that's what I want houses to look like when we walk away. He's like, that's when I know they're satisfied. When they walk out and go, wow. And that's what they do. And they can do your house, your roof, your windows, your trim, your brick, the walkways, patios, anything like that. They can get it all cleaned up, all looking brand new. And driveways, guys, get them on the horn, 826-WASH. 826-WASH. And if your phone doesn't have those newfangled buttons on it, I'm going to do this from memory. 826-WASH would be 826-9274. 826-WASH. 826-9274. 9274. AuburnHouseWash.com. Or check them out on Facebook, Auburn House Wash. Randall.
Good morning. Man, when you went to ask him who y'all think it was, I couldn't think of her name. I don't know why I had Marilyn Monroe with her dress blowing up in my mind. But I punched in Julian Assange's girlfriend. Nothing pulled up, and then my phone freaking cut off. But
hold on, what?
What? My phone cut off.
After you were looking up Julian Assange's girlfriend?
Yeah, I was trying to get the name so I could call and have. But what if she was hiding stuff inside her bra?
We don't talk about bras on this.
Come on now. Yeah. I'm saying, could he be digging? Is there any way they can? They got some tricked out stuff inside the embassy. Could he be digging this whole time? I mean, is there any way that he could be taking, you know, stuff that hidden in the wire and making it look like that he wasn't? I mean, make a computer look like it wasn't in the embassy and somewhere else. I mean, can that happen? I mean, could he been digging and helping this whole time? I mean, I'm like more, and nobody knows what he got yet. Does that make any sense?
It doesn't make sense to me.
Okay. I didn't know inside the embassy the computers were set up where he could have still been, like, digging up and going deeper than what we even think Donald Trump went and on far as treason on people and breaking codes and even the, what's that girl that had the license to do, you know, back and forth. I didn't know. I was hoping he's digging. And I'm hoping when you said that maybe they was hiding stuff in her bra coming in. And I don't know. I can't wait to read the book 20
he's
years.
Like,
I guess.
Who's the dude that got arrested when Kerry was running for president? He was like Clinton's advisor. And he was stuffing stuff down his shirt.
Burger. Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Sandy Berger.
He was in the National Archives, and there's still pages
stuffing stuff down his shirt. Clay.
There's still things they mention that were in the National Archives that are listed in the index that aren't there. And they're like, last checked out by Sandy Berger. Like, must be a coincidence.
Let me tell you where he was putting it. He was taking. They had a construction site. He was going out there hiding it, and then they was burnt. It is. I hope they go back there. That's what I was asking about the other day. I love that he took it to a construction site. That tickles me to death that they set up a construction site and that's how he done it. He didn't have to leave the premises with it. And they, you know what I mean? So it was so. It's slick, man. That's what I was getting at. I hope. And then I want to tell you on your pitch, man, you have worked yourself up to next year. Can you please come off the top of the mountain? I think you got it. I don't say, man.
No, Randall, you notice? Please. You know why it was a little high?
Because you was practicing.
Practicing on the mound.
Mentally, I'm 60 feet 6 inches away.
Well, and about what? How high is the mound?
A mound is probably, I don't know, 2 feet, 3 feet.
And they wouldn't let you mess the mound up. No. Man, come on.
I'm telling you.
We got to get it next time.
If anyone saw the form.
We're going to have to talk to some people. I think Barrett needs to be towing rubber next year.
Listen,
next year, I mean Friday night.
I just posted it to my Facebook page. I am willing to sign a short-term contract with the Biscuits.
Who caught you mid-pitch? Who's the greatest photographer, at least, sitting in the studio right now?
Yes, no doubt.
Big in Canada.
He's huge in Canada.
Dave.
Big Dave. He picked me up on camera after booing. After booing me from the suite.
Loudly and performatively booing him.
I could have been there to boo him.
I grabbed the ball and I'm kind of rubbing, you know, you rub a little dirt in it so you got some grip.
Yeah.
And I'm rubbing some dirt in it and I hear,
boo.
And I'm thinking, who?
Boo.
Who's in a suite on the third baseline booing the Grand Mufti?
So you knew it wasn't the mayor this time.
No, the mayor was behind me getting ready to throw, and he bounced it.
The first year, man, he was the first time.
I booed him.
Was it a full windup, or were you pitching from the stretch?
It was a windup.
Say, I'd have pitched from the stretch.
No, it was a windup.
No runner on,
Clay.
You've got to get up there and shake off at least two signs. Then nod and then bring it. How you throw a first pitch.
He was like third of five people though, or six people. So
he couldn't
really like, you know.
You got to be careful.
Bowery, maybe you need to get on first next year when he throws out the first pitch.
I'll
go for the stretch off the mound. You got to go for the stretch off the mound.
Trust me, I got a lightning fast pickoff.
I'll loan him my then 10-year-old.
I'm first baseman, Dad.
Hey, listen, when I pitched growing up, you know when they would bring me in. When we had a good team. When we were up like 18-2, and they didn't want to violate the 48-hour rule with somebody who actually might need to pitch in a competitive game later, right? They would say Coleman. And so one time I go in there, and the catcher's, you know, he doesn't even give me signals because I don't know how to pitch, and so he doesn't even give me signals. And I like shook it off, and he was like, "What?" So he throws down a finger, you know, like a fastball, and I shook it off, and he calls time and comes out the mound. He goes, "What the hell are you doing?" I said, "I want to throw a curveball." He's like, "No, you don't." So he starts walking back. I said, "I'm throwing it." So he puts the one finger down. I shook it off. He put one finger down kind of vehemently, and I shook it off. So he's like, fine. He throws the second finger down. I throw a fastball right. I mean, I throw a curveball right to the backstop. Nearly took the hitter's head off. And he came back out. He's like, are you happy now? I was like, I can get the next one. He's like, fastballs. So that was my goal, is to go in there and throw like 70-mile-an-hour seams right down the middle of the plate. Keep the ball in play. Don't walk anybody. Even if they score 10 runs, we're still winning the game. And life goes on. That was my baseball career in a nutshell. Our number 272922. It's 32 minutes after. 84 has joined the program.
See?
Dave is still here.
Dave.
Looking quite damper today.
You know why he came in, Dave?
Dapper.
You know why 84 came in? Wants to be huge in Canada.
Yeah.
Wants to be known in Canada.
Hey, Aldo was just bringing fire.
I didn't know Raymer had such a Canadian connection. I now hate Raymer.
They bicycle.
Raymer owns me $16.
Everywhere. Your two favorite things, bicyclists and Canadians.
Together.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
From its Princess Cruise ships. JetBlue heading for new horizons. The airline will be offering multiple daily flights to London from New York and Boston starting in 2021. JetBlue is hoping to take transatlantic passengers from rival airlines like Delta, American, and United. In his annual letter to shareholders, Amazon's CEO Jeff Bezos threw down the gauntlet, challenging his retail rivals to outdo the company's $15 minimum wage. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
Hey, River Region, with WOW's super fast internet bundled with their most popular TV package starting at just $84.99 a month.
So I can catch up on last season before next season comes out? Wow. Watch my favorite sports and catch up with my friends? Wow. And when there's a break in action, I can stream my favorite songs on repeat? Wow.
Get choice, get value, and stay connected. Now that's WOW. Call 1-866-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change, restrictions apply.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're going to enjoy one more nice day today. A breezy, warm day. High temperature up to about 84. A good bit of sunshine, but clouds increasing later. I've got the rain chances small at 20% or less today or tonight, so not zero. Tonight's low down to about 64. Tomorrow, small risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area. High temperature in the lower 80s. Saturday, some widely scattered storms are possible during the daytime. High 81. Then scattered thunderstorms Saturday night. Then we have what could be a significant severe weather threat, perhaps, on Sunday, entering the state in the pre-dawn hours of Sunday morning and then moving across the state during the daytime hours, including the threat of tornadoes. So get our weather app on your phone or tablet now. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
The city of kings, they played me. Facing on a level, gotta take it.
guys. 37 minutes after 10 o'clock. My friends over at New Look Decorating want you to get on the horn with them. Go buy New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore Paints. Home of those high-quality Benjamin Moore Paints. You don't know quality paint until you put it on the wall. If you're used to that thin, watery, oily garbage paint you've been putting on walls your whole life.
They're put on 9 coats.
That's fine. You can do that. You'll see the streaks. It'll look lousy. Your cut-in marks will show. All that. If you want it to look like the wall was created with that color on it, that's when you get the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. You can look lousy if you want. You don't have to, though. You don't have to. New Look Decorating on the Atlanta Highway. Brian Carr, Brett Lanham over there. They got two designers on staff, too. So, I don't know colors. Well, I don't either. That's why I don't pick colors. I go to Brett Lanham, Brian Carr, the two designers on staff. Pick me some colors, homeboy. And he does. And he does. And he they knock it out. It is fantastic. They can match anything. They got pressure washers you can rent if you want to do a little cleaning up around the house before you do the painting. So get them on the horn. Actually, don't get them on the horn. Go by there. You don't want to call about paint. You got to look at the paint. You got to get the swashes. You got to take it home. They can even give you some samples. I went by my mom's house. She had those Benjamin Moore samples all over the wall. She ended up with this beautiful green that I didn't think was going to work. But it does. It works brilliantly in the entryway. But she had different shades of this green and gray and stuff, and she had like little paint. They had little Benjamin Moore paint. Her house looks so good in those Benjamin Moore paints. Woo! My friends get by New Look Decorating. Our number 272-9228, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, 84, Red Top.
Hey, fellas. We're starting to see now Assange has been arrested.
Yeah, you didn't listen to the first hour, apparently.
No, sir. I was busy.
That's fine. That's fine.
And it's amazing
how... I was busy, too, making award-winning radio.
If you didn't hear... And capturing the hearts of all
really
Canadians.
Yeah, it's really big in Canada.
We're huge in Canada. It was Pam Anderson. It was Pam Anderson. Right.
This is the signal to you that we've covered this topic.
I'm amazed at how brainwashed everybody has been by the constant barrage of propaganda by the mainstream media. Everybody's saying now how Assange helped Trump get elected and all that. That is so far from the truth, and one has nothing to do with the other. And just like everybody said, Putin helped Trump get elected. Well, Trump's been rough on Putin, and Trump is arresting Assange, unlike the Obamas. So, but everywhere I'm hearing now, everybody's talking about how he helped Trump get elected. It's amazing how you repeat something enough times, people believe it. So I'm disappointed in that.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes. He did help Trump get elected.
Yes.
The Podesta emails really hurt Hillary Clinton. Really, really hurt Hillary Clinton. And there was no other outlet willing to put them out.
No doubt.
The DNC leaks didn't hurt anybody much. But the Podesta emails absolutely hurt her. Our number 272-9228 if you want to get in.
They definitely hurt her.
272-922. Oh, my gosh. It was every day for like 3 weeks.
But, yeah, I mean, and
all
also,
I did for 3 weeks was read John Podesta's emails, and they were amazing.
But her emails.
Her emails.
I mean, just saying. Like, that was the take. Like,
let me tell you. You know who has her emails?
33,000.
Well, emails in general.
You know who has her emails? He's on his way back to the United States under extradition.
Anthony Weiner.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it.
Comey literally got Trump elected.
No doubt about it.
But also Anthony Weiner.
Yeah. Our number 272-9228. Where did that story go? I had a good story on the world's IQ. It's lower than you think. IQ, average IQ.
No, it probably isn't.
We've been told our whole lives average IQ is 100.
Do you not deal with the public, Baron?
I have not been told that my whole life.
Have you not?
No.
Median IQ, maybe? Average?
I don't even think that. There's
a new version of the world's IQ that has been released.
My mommy told me that over 100 was very high.
Each country has a score of their citizens showing the cognitive abilities, a blend of genetics and the environment of each country, particularly regards to education and health. The world's global score is...
Wow.
Drum roll. Oh, 9.
Wrong button. The world's global score is...
74.
Wait. Yeah. We have to do, and I know the answer, but we're going to play with Clay.
Yes.
The Price is Right rules.
You got 10 seconds.
Without going over 84.
74.
It's 82.
That's close to 84.
82.
That's the joke.
If it was 84, you would have lost.
That's the joke.
Yeah.
But if you said 84, you would have lost.
Not a funny joke.
Right.
The joke.
Hey, because, Baron, if you said 84, you would lose.
You would have lost the room.
Yes. Yeah. So, like, we lose when we say 84.
What does IQ of 82 mean in practical terms?
I'm going to sell this joke. I'm going to sell this joke until you laugh.
I was trying to move on
and step
you.
All over Baron's segment.
I was trying to move on to help you not have to sell the joke. What does 82 IQ mean in practical terms?
It means basic. Well, I'm not going to say it. Does it mean? I don't know.
Let's just say.
Would you like me to say it? I mean, I'll be glad to say it because I deal with the public.
Okay.
Most people, dumbasses.
Is that why you go home and drink heavily? Because didn't we cover that yesterday?
We covered that yesterday. When you deal with the 82.
And by IQ. Go home, I mean, you know.
Wherever.
Let me see your
mostly
flask.
Mostly stolen.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the uphill battle as described in the in the study here. It says these are the next 20% of the population in terms of ability. They would be 2,000 citizens in a town of 10,000 inhabitants. Learning, this is a, hold on, I've got this all out of order here. Just trust me, 82 is pretty low. 82 is pretty low.
Well, let me tell you when I realized this. You know, at one time I worked for the Montgomery County Board of Education.
Mm-hmm.
I worked in maintenance. I did heat and air for the school system. And when you walk into a classroom and you have a teacher who apparently went to college, graduated, got a degree.
Allegedly.
And,
maybe even passed the teaching certification thing, right?
And you walk up to the air conditioner, you plug it in the wall and turn it on, and she says, hey, what'd you do to make it run? I said, nothing. I plugged it in. And the teacher actually looks at you and says, you mean you've got to plug that thing in?
Oh, God.
For it to work.
I thought you were just going to tell me she didn't learn, no, the first rule of anything electrical.
Turn
see
it off.
See if it's plugged in.
See if it's plugged in.
Number one, just see if it's plugged in.
Number two, turn it off and back on.
Right.
No, plug laying on the floor right beside the receptacle.
What do you mean
not
plugged
in? And to ask the question, you mean it's got to be plugged in to work?
So, okay, you said a town of 10,000 people. How many people are 82 or under?
Worldwide? Half. Worldwide, half. 82 is like you can get by doing menial things. There's no higher level thought at all. There's no higher level thought at all. There's no problem solving ability. There's no. I mean, 82 is low, people. Low.
Is that not the goal of the educational system now, though?
Is to keep everybody
is be able to do menial tasks and not to think for yourself, not to do any critical thinking, just do what you're told to do.
This explains so much.
82 is very low. Very low.
Pitiful.
You know what the Dunning-Kruger effect is, right?
No.
The Dunning-Kruger effect is that the dumber that you are, the smarter you think you are.
Yes, I've heard of that.
And so you're just like, I'm right. And half the people are walking around like they have a debilitating addiction to huffing paint.
Yeah.
Just so next time you're in traffic and you just see people just like, that's why. That's why.
It's like the old saying, the wise man knows what he does not know.
That's right. And so the rest then, 20 people would be what? Would be within what range?
20 people out of...
Or 2,000 people out of... So 5,000 of them are 82 or below.
Or below. 20% of them would be, I think they said lower than 75, maybe 74.
Oh,
something.
God.
This is considered high risk chance.
Because.
And can only do slow, simple, supervised tasks.
70 is at which you see this a lot in death penalty cases. IQ of 70 or IQ of 68. Those are people that, they actually cannot conceptualize what the police are asking them.
Right.
And so then the police say, you did this. And they go, I did this?
Yeah. Right.
And then they get put in jail for life for murder.
Below 82, there are certain things you cannot even do. You cannot work in food service because you cannot interface with the public effectively. This is half the world's population. You cannot even work as an assembler doing a simple task over and over and over because you can't master it. Half the world.
God, that explains Taco Bell.
I, you know
that's
what?
Why they can't count to four. You order four tacos and you get three.
I did go to Taco Bell the other night after baseball, and I got really good service. Shouts to the drive thru. They were courteous.
Talking about the old burned down one?
Yeah,
the one?
The one that exploded?
Yeah. I'll say this about Taco Bell. Everybody acts like Taco Bell will give you diarrhea. I disagree. Taco Bell is one of the greatest inventions ever.
Taco Bell is hot fire.
I'm into Taco Bell. Give me some Diablo sauce on anything they make. I'm not picky. Just make me something, put it in a bag, throw about 8 Diablo sauces in there.
And
I'm ready to go.
When you go to Taco Bell, you can get away with drinking a weird flavor of Mountain Dew. See, now normally, right, I'd be like, hey, you're drinking Mountain Dew. Like, you're right, right. Already. But then when you have the NOS version or whatever it is that Joey drinks, you know, like, that's even weirder. Kids want a Taco Bell. So I got 4 soft taco Supremes.
Oh, man.
And, you know, a giant cup of sugar juice.
Never tell
that's
you.
Blue.
One time I went an entire year with no meat or animal products at all. No cheese, no meat.
You're a vegan.
No, I was a total vegan for a year. Oh, I wore like leather boots and stuff, but just because I wear boots every day. But I no meat products went in the mouth.
You can have my cowboy boots when you pry them off my cold dead feet.
Precisely. And so
so it wasn't a moral thing.
You know what I did at the end of the year when I decided I wanted to eat?
Ate Taco Bell.
I ate $12 worth of Taco Bell.
My man's.
There was a Mexican pizza. There were multiple soft taco Supremes. There was a Nachos Bel Grande thrown in there just for nostalgic purposes.
Do they still have what was known as a Cholito when we were like...
No.
The Cholito.
They have got flat. They have got to bring the Cholito back.
Literally, I could eat 10 of them right now.
It's like, how about the Mexamelt? 99 cents?
Mexamelts are good.
That was fire.
But there was something about the Cholito. Like, maybe they put, like, they probably put, like, the sauce in it or something. There was something about the Cholito that made it so good.
It was delicious goodness is what it was. That was my staple. Burrito Supreme, 3 Cholitos, and... Bean burrito, no onions.
What? Can't eat extra onions on that bean burrito.
3? No, heck no. I don't like those.
You one of those country people that don't eat onions?
I don't eat raw onions.
Oh, man.
There are few.
I've never met
to eat them like apples growing up.
I've never met somebody from the city who doesn't eat onions. It's always country folks who are like, the heck with onions.
There's nothing worse than the raw onions.
It gave granny gas.
And there are few things better
than a
cooked onion. Right. Very few things.
272-9228 is our number. We'll get to the phone calls on the other side of the break. This hour of the program brought to you in part by Kim Williams over at Alabama Home Mortgage, one of my favorite people on the planet. Get by Alabama Home Mortgage when you get a chance. These people don't realize they're playing right into my hands when they hang up. You know what? You're playing into my hands when you hang up, people.
He did it.
Unplug the phones.
He did it.
We're done with the phones for today. Our number, 272-9228. But you can't call in because I'm not listening, because I'm not answering the phone.
I wish I had that on tape.
Go to Alabama Home Mortgage and you get a chance. 567-4223. 567-4223. She is one of my favorite people on earth. I love Kim Williams. She helped me buy a house. She helped me refinance a house. And she's been a sponsor of this program longer than anyone else we've ever had. She's my original sponsor. She's the one who first took the plunge and made News and Views a profitable venture. So we do appreciate Kim Williams at Alabama Home Mortgage. Call her for anything. 567-4223. Her NMLS number 1586368. She's an equal housing lender.
Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
RiverRegions.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My mom playing program manager during the break.
Exactly.
You can't unplug the phones.
You got scolded.
Watch me. Watch me.
Did you see him cowering like a little boy over there, Dave?
Train. Take me on out of his hair. Train.
That picture of a black hole is a scam, by the way. I'll explain why in a second. Not only does it look like a hemorrhoid.
Clay already sent us the picture of the black hole.
Inflamed hemorrhoid
it's
at
an,
that.
It's an inflamed hemorrhoid, but it's not even really a black hole. I'll explain why in a second. It's a total scam. Everything you see in the news sucks and is a lie.
Get all your news here and that's it. That's it.
Well, you can't trust anything you see on TV or in the newspaper because that is not a black hole. I'm going to explain what I mean in a second. After I tell you about what's going on at Midtown Pete's Kitchen this week, they're going to open in 7 minutes. Both locations. They'll swing those doors open in 7 minutes. If I know Midtown Pizza Kitchen, it'll be about like when Walmart opens on Black Friday. There'll be people storming in. That's okay. That's okay. They have plenty
of food.
It's
like a Buc-ee's over there.
They got plenty.
You can't even get in the parking lot.
They got plenty of food to go around at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. They got a special this week. Ham, spinach, and asparagus sautéed. And, oh, not asparagus, broccolini.
Broccolini, that's what I thought.
I like broccolini better than asparagus.
Hey, you know what would be beautiful today, too?
What?
As nice as the weather is, what? Sit outside
and eat
on the little patio.
And get you a draft
Midtown
beer. They got 16 ice-cold draft beers.
Heck yeah.
They got a great wine menu for you winos. It's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, I mean, you either drink beer or you're a wino. Either one. No, I'm just kidding. They got great beer. You can drink wine responsibly. Go by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Two locations, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama. The Zelda Place location right here in beautiful, stunning, gorgeous Midtown Montgomery. Safe, secure, happy Midtown Montgomery. Happy Midtown Montgomery. Two locations. Though. Go to one of those two locations. The phones are off, so don't try to call. If you try to call, it's just going to ring forever. You're going to be annoyed. We absolutely are not... We absolutely are not taking calls. Someone texted and said stapling at 10:45 late show prep. Did that go out over the air?
Who listens, Baron?
Everybody. What do they listen to? Everything. Yes, it wasn't late show prep.
No, he's just stapling. Sometimes you got to staple.
You know, I can't do everything before the show starts. Sometimes things run over. Carolyn chiming in saying she loves Mexican pizza. I get a Mexican pizza almost every time I go. It's like an add-on for me. I know it's like 700 calories and it's supposed to be its own standalone meal, but it's a total add-on for me.
See, that's weird because...
If I get like four soft taco supremes and a burrito and a nachos bel grande, I just throw a Mexican pizza on just because I'm glutton.
I've only had like one Mexican pizza in my entire life.
Yeah, there are people that stand for it, but we're Chilitos people.
Yeah. Well, hold on now. I remember the good Mexican pizzas they used to make
mm-hmm.
when they had black olives and scallions and tomatoes. They don't put all that stuff in it anymore. So it's more of just a nostalgic trip for me.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's got that bean meat combination on some flat, crusty tortillas. I'm in.
Yeah, I mean.
That's hard. I mean.
I'm a big fan of the Double Crunch. The Double Crunch is
I agree. I also.
And the Chalupa.
I also low-key invented the Doritos thing. Like in the 90s, was like somebody, like I was eating Doritos and I was like, God, somebody should put a taco in this. And like, if it was now and you had YouTube videos and stuff, I would have like crunched them up and like made my own or something. But like, I didn't even think about it. I was just like, hey man, somebody ought to put some tacos like inside a Dorito shell.
What were you doing immediately before you came up with this idea, Dave?
Just eating Doritos and watching a Taco Bell commercial.
Oh, trust me. I want to know who the genius was that came up with the hard taco and then a layer of beans and cheese.
So while we're
that's and the then double a
flour
crunch.
Tortilla. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Well, we're talking about yum.
I
bread.
Thought you were talking about that the round one.
I also have a genius idea for KFC.
What?
All right, you get the family 12, right? You get the 12 piece chicken, and then you dump two things of mashed potatoes, corn, and then fill it to the top with gravy. So you have to like put your hand in there.
In the bucket?
In the bucket. So you have to put your hand in there and just pull out like a gravy and mashed potato covered piece of fried chicken.
You left out hot sauce.
Well, I think for the general public, you might have to like add your own hot sauce.
But, okay.
Or we could have the hot fire version where you add hot sauce. What kind of hot sauce?
You don't strike me as a Tabasco guy. I'm a Texas Pete.
Yeah, I love
Crystal.
Yeah.
Is good.
Crystal slaps.
Yeah.
Louisiana is the best.
I like Frank's too. There's like Frank's is pretty.
Frank's
good.
Frank's is good.
Frank's is fine. You guys are both wrong though. The best is Louisiana hot sauce.
No, it's actually too salty for me.
The one with the dot on it. I'd go Crystal or Texas Pete long before I'd go for that.
It used to be Louisiana.
I'd buy the
guy.
Long before I'd go for that.
I'd buy the Louisiana by the 32 ounce. Like it's like a jug.
Dude,
if someone buys me one of those little 4 ounce ones, that's like 2 meals.
That's aggravating.
I just throw it on the ground and break it. Yeah. What is this trash?
I go to Sunday dinner and they have the Crystal in the gallon jug. Yes. Is what I buy it.
Yes.
In, and then I keep my 32 ounce. Jars,
right, that's what I do. That's what I do with olive oil. Yeah, like just fill it up with a little squeeze bottle.
Same thing.
Yeah,
go to Costco and get you a gallon of olive oil, and then you fill up your little dispenser.
I like those tin cans of it. You know what I'm talking about? You know, like it makes me feel like I'm in The Godfather or something, you know?
That's fake.
Of course. It's not even real olive oil.
It's canola oil.
It's ethanol.
with flavoring added
to it. It's ethanol cut with like melted down Crisco.
You know the number one thing I've ever been requested, I think, is today, a story we covered today. The number one thing people have asked me to mail them. I've gotten like 7 requests for sending a particular article. You guys want to guess which one?
No.
The IQ article.
Oh.
So many people, I don't know what it is. I keep...
You mean like email or like text to them?
Like,
or
do
you
mean like... Send it to me. Send me the article.
Right.
No, like, make a copy, put it in an envelope, address it.
Like it's 1991.
Add postage and mail it.
No, but I mean...
That's what I mean, he said mail.
That's exactly what he said.
Well, you know what I mean.
Well, I didn't know what you mean because I take words literally. So like when you say mail, I think mail.
Exactly.
If you just said email or text or send, that's different.
You're one of those people that gets mad when I say I got something offline.
Yes. Oh God. Oh God. Oh,
I got it offline. What do you mean? You went to the library and copied it out of the encyclopedia?
Ew. I pulled up the microfiche and went to the book.
Microfiche.
You know I had to use microfiche.
So did I. A lot.
When I was in high school, that is the way
that's
that
how you researched.
We did term papers.
That was the internet.
Yeah.
That was
internet. Up into...
that and encyclopedias.
Into college.
Into college, yeah.
People don't realize how much things have changed in, what, 30 years?
Yeah.
It was 91.
Yeah, so almost,
talking about this earlier.
Almost 30 years, yeah.
91 was, what, 20 years ago?
29 years ago.
No, 30 years
29.
Ago.
29.
Yeah.
So, 28.
Are you guys done talking about husband?
Well, I mean, we're kind of waiting for you to end the segment, but you're sitting there texting this article to everybody.
Well, I was waiting on you guys to get done with the hot sauce.
You're over there on the printer and then folding.